Now, my other guest is from Nova Scotia. He's been on the program before. He's called Old Man Ludicky, not his real name. Well, the Ludicky bit is. And he plays the banjo. And in fact, he's got his banjo out in the studio in Toowoomba. And he's going to give us, well, it's almost a Christmas song.
Faces that were cold and stony, and in the evening where the night meets the gloaming, like a pigeon where my heart goes homing, I have been subject to change, not what I'd rearrange. I never flock with those of fancy feathers. I met all my friends in unfair weather. I belong when the kingdom come, when the kingdom come. I belong when the kingdom come, when the kingdom come. I belong when the kingdom come, when the kingdom come. Kingdom come, whoa, whoa. Kingdom come, whoa, whoa. I was crying in the wilderness. It's a pretty good place. Build a home, I guess. Another baby born in Bethlehem. I saw the star, brought the wise man unto him. Sunflower grows by my cottage door, grown 12 feet or maybe more. Face to the sun and wanting more, like a lion without a roar. I belong when the kingdom comes. Stars are allowed to sing. I believe in the small and the free as I gaze from heights that are wuthering. Let golden doubt come along. Let my heart be filled with song. I never flock with those of fancy feathers. I've met all my friends in unfair weather. I belong when the kingdom come, when the kingdom come. I belong when the kingdom come, when the kingdom come. I belong when the kingdom come, when the kingdom come. Kingdom come, whoa, whoa. Kingdom come, whoa, whoa.
That was Old Man Ludicky with, a seasonal song in many ways. Thank you very much indeed for that.
Hey, thanks. It was seasonal. I had to ram those seasonal words in.
Well, if you can't do it now, you can't do it, can you?
That's right.
That's what December's for. Listen, it's 9 years since you were on the music show, and you're still not really an old man, are you?
No, in fact, I've shaved my beard, which you can't see, but it has totally freaked out my kids and really destroyed my stage image.
Yeah, and it's too late for a name change now.
Yeah.
You're from Nova Scotia, as we discovered the last time you were on the show, but you're actually in Toowoomba at the moment. What are you doing there?
Well, I'm passing through. I'm on the Festival of Small Halls and played last night in Brookstead and on our way to Maryvale, but in the midst of a 25-show tour around Queensland and northern New South Wales. Northeastern New South Wales.
We've talked about this before on the music show, but let's get a little more about this. I mean, it's a great initiative, I think, this Festival of Small Halls. How small are some of these halls?
The smallest hall so far was in Austinville, the Republic of Austinville. I didn't know if you had a republic in your midst, but Mount Nimmel Hall was a lovely little place with their lighting system. You know, they take the Edison light to the next level by having coal oil lanterns hanging from the ceiling of the of the hall. Is quite wonderful, and they sang their own anthem. But that was the smallest hall, but most of them are pretty good size halls, as you find in communities all over Queensland, it turns out. And in fact, we play in some of them, but then we pass by others that maybe have their own gigs eventually through the festival, or maybe they don't. But they're you know, that it revives these halls that have existed for, oh, I don't know, I guess some of them are 100 years old.
Yes, and it seems to me probably suits you and your banjo pretty well.
I'm no stranger to a small hall, as it turns out. I've played in small halls in plenty in North America, you know, and certainly in my region, that's something that has also revived over the last few years, is bringing music into the community like that.
Yes. I can't see you, of course, on this occasion, so I'm guessing that's still your five-string banjo that you have there.
In fact, it's the same one that I had when I was in the studio, yeah.
You gave us a demo 9 years ago, but, you know, it's been 9 years, so maybe you could give us a short tour of your instrument.
The skinhead on the front is a sort of a fake, it's meant to look like a skinhead, but it's actually plastic, and you can see the plastic showing through now, so I hope that's not, you know, sort of indicative of the rest of my life. But it's a five-string banjo. It has a little string halfway up the neck that sort of adds that sort of, it's a drone. So I'm plucking down, I'm sort of hitting down with the back of a fingernail on it in what they call the clawhammer style, or the frailing style banjo that I learned about in the Pete Seeger manual, and have been accompanying myself with for, well, quite a while now. It's one of the popular styles. They sometimes call it old time style now too.
But am I right that you don't finger that fifth string then?
I use it very rarely in my pieces, but I don't generally. But
it's an open string.
It's an open string. It rings. It sort of creates the confusion about the instrument that sort of, you know, deceives the ear a little bit into thinking there's more on the go than there is.
The traditions that lie behind what you do, I mean, go back further than Pete Seeger.
Sure.
You know, your first album was called Mole in the Ground, which is a famous Bascombe Lamar Lunsford song. So you dig back through that Appalachian and old-timey music, and you still sing those songs?
I do, especially, yeah. I mean, I kind of tend to, I've just recorded a version of the Mermaid Song for an album that will come out next year. So I'm still, I still sort of drink from that sort of, you know, that pool of old songs. I just, for whatever reason, I find myself in there and then would like to sing about my own life in the context of those old songs.
So are they templates or are they?
Yeah. They're templates. They're more just that's what I like to hear. That's the thing that sort of warms me up. And then for whatever reason, I fall short of being able to write, you know, child ballads. I write songs about my own life and kids in that context. So, yeah, I guess I'm always just hoping that they will filter through. But I don't generally tend to sort of say, oh, well, this is how it should go. But if you listen to it enough of it, you end up sounding like it.
Well, and it is the sound, isn't it? I mean, it's the sound of that five-string banjo. Mm-hmm. And once you've got that sound, you're, I suppose, in a sense, obliged to go in a certain way, not just musically, but even lyrically, perhaps.
Yeah, I've never found that particularly. I mean, I think there's another force there in my songwriting. I tend to always, you know, look at how Bob Dylan and then Gillian Welsh kind of inhabit the lyric of folk song, you know, in a way that they sort of twist it around and sort of sing about something that's contemporary, perhaps, and use that old language from old songs in a sort of passing way, you know. So you just sort of get some of that stuff in there, and that gives you that flavor.
Yes. Well, if you go to YouTube, you find videos of you singing Paul Simon and Leonard Cohen songs. And so I guess you can pull anything in to your musical area.
Yeah. Yeah, I at least I hope so.
And the banjo works surprisingly well for Duncan, I must say.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, well, you know, I think I started with a sort of story or a bit of a feeling of something that I found a way to express through the banjo. And so I guess like most artists, it's hard for me to cover just any old thing. If you were to ask me to sing Duncan, you could probably hear through the microphone that my hackles come up kind of thing. But if I fell in love with Duncan, that's a whole other story. And if I love Duncan, if I love the song, that's my way in. And so you kind of follow that through. So
yeah, it's good because I was thinking we would ask you to sing Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Right. You know, and you wouldn't get that.
Now, you're listening to The Music Show. I'm talking to Old Man Ludicky. I read that the most recent album, you went to extremes and actually built your own studio, is that right? And then recorded the album inside it.
Yeah, you know, life is a little more complicated than that. That sounds really good. And that is really 100% true. But I built the cabin, and then I was like, oh, I should make a record in it. It wasn't one beautiful swoop of intent. I built the cabin with a sort of piratic buddy of mine over about 5 years.
In the woods in Nova Scotia.
Yeah, in the woods behind my house. Then it sort of was like a rising moon that was like, you know, you would be great to make a record in this place to see if it's possible to make it in here. But, you know, if I'd really made it as a studio, I probably wouldn't have put such big windows in. I kind of wanted to have it's in my writing room. It used to have power. It doesn't anymore. I couldn't make that record anymore, in fact. We had a studio, mobile studio, brought in, and the winter that we recorded it, there was a record snowfall, and I had to get the backfield plowed so that we could bring the gear down through the field. It was an extraordinary feat. If you look at some of the videos, like Chester Boatsong, you can see the digger that came in to remove the snow, because it was over 3 feet of snow. It was more than a meter of snow.
I'll get straight back to YouTube after we finish talking.
Yeah.
This is unusual in as much as your solo work really becomes a duo on this album, doesn't it, with Tim O'Brien?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
How did that work out?
Well, great, I think. I mean, we've been friends for a while, and I'm a massive fan, and as most people are in roots music, I think, or many are, certainly. And he had come and played on a record in 2010, and then we made the record that this Kingdom Come song was on in 2012 or 2013. And both of those had been quite full productions. And I guess I was working towards, and each time I was like, oh, I wonder what it'd be like if it was just simpler and if it was just the two of us. So he came to Nova Scotia for 10 days. And really that record is mostly just the two of us sort of having a conversation in the woods, about these songs.
Yeah. And is it hard to kind of not be in a duo when you're on the road? I mean, once you've had that kind of relationship and set up this way of working, do you find it hard to sort of put it aside?
Yes and no. I mean, the first gig is always a little squirrely, where you feel the lack. I've always been a bit of a loner, so all of the songs I've written are sort of, you know, the workings of sort of one guy in his cabin in the woods anyway. So I have always written the songs to sort of stand alone, especially in live performance. I guess maybe I'm greedy for the audience's affection, or the sort of interaction with them. But I feel like there's a way in which if I'm engaging enough, the lyric can rise. Because a lot of people don't hear lyrics the first go around anyway, but I feel like in live performance there's a way that you can bring people into more of that than you would think possible, you know, that they can follow the lyric, because there's a lot of my material is quite lyrically based, you know.
Oh, and funny too, and if they're not following the lyric, they're not getting the joke.
You do miss the jokes, yeah, that's exactly it. So I kind of try to create an environment where that's the case. I have toured, I did some work with Tim earlier this year. We went on the road for a couple of weeks, and over the last few years we've done many weeks of touring together, but I like it all, you know. But I think that as a musician we always want to do more things, you know, and the banjo is kind of it's kind of a full little place for itself.
Now, you also work with guitar, your own guitar, and you're going to do a song from the album Domestic Eccentric,
yeah,
which is a guitar song.
Yeah, no, I've been writing. Well, I got better at the guitar, and so I've been writing more with it. So for me, the guitar is sort of a luxury. You know, I'm so gleeful about my progress on the instrument that I don't hear how trite it might be.
We'll be the judge of that.
Yeah, well, this song is really not about anything instrumental. This is really just a song about my immediate life and my immediate surroundings when I wrote it.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Old Man Ludicky, for being on the music show again. It's been very good to catch up with you. And I'll give a couple of your dates after we've heard your song, but we'll put them all on the music show's website because it's an extensive tour. It doesn't really end until the new year.
I was standing out at Stanfield, had to go away. Saw a brand new baby and the mother's face. I knew that it was over, all those early days. Our babies are not babies, we'll never be the same. Shopping cart full of toddlers at the superstore. They were eating goldfish, asking for more. An old man lined up behind us, and he shook his head. The kids were strangely quiet. I heard him when he said, "You got to hold on. It goes so fast. These early days, well, they don't last. You got to enjoy them. They go so fast. The baby days, well, they don't last. We look forward to the evening when the monkeys go to bed. Then we talk all night about them and feel half dead. We used to be too tired to eat in. Now it's a total crapshoot to eat out. You got to hold on. It goes so fast. These early days, well, they don't last. You got to enjoy them. They go so fast. The baby days, well, they don't last. Oh, you're getting rid of diapers that you washed every night. And we're saving up for date night so we can have our fight. If it's quiet for a moment, oh, you'd better run upstairs. 'Cause all the toothpaste in the bathroom is redefining everywhere. You got to hold on. It goes so fast. These early days, well, they don't last. You got to enjoy them. They go so fast. The baby days, well, they don't last. I like the way you talk now. You talk like me. All the funny things you're saying, you're real good company. Oh, the odds are strong on crazy and on love profound. You make our messy house feel like holy ground. You got to hold on. It goes so fast. These early days, well, they don't last. You got to enjoy them. They go so fast. The baby days, well, they don't last. Shopping cart full of toddlers at the superstore. They were eating goldfish,
asking for more. An old man lined up behind us, and he shook his head. The kids were strangely quiet. I heard him when he said...
That's a song called The Early Days, and it was Old Man Ludicky singing and playing guitar. The song you can find on his most recent studio album called Domestic Eccentric. Old Man Ludicky is performing in this Small Halls tour until the end of the month. He's got the Woodford Folk Festival over New Year, and he's going to be visiting places like Coa, Yeppoon, Rainbow Beach and Springbrook, and you can find a full list of the places and dates on the Music Show's website.